Hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they've canceled the 4th of July celebration because of COVID?
What?
Well, the Juneteenth celebration and also the Gay Pride Parade is still going on, though.
Oh, whew. At least we got that. Hello, this is Karen.
And this is Kevin.
And this is Right From Us. Because, you know, COVID is very non-selective.
No, it's selective.
It's very selective.
It's selective.
On who it attacks, right?
Yeah. It's fine for if you're a BLM rioter or a Antifa rioter or a gay pride marcher.
I mean, you wouldn't dare attack those groups of people. But if you're an American citizen and you're wanting to...
Patriotic.
Yeah, if you're patriotic, then for
sure. Yeah, it goes for patriots, apparently.
I guess.
Yeah, this is actually in Evanston, Illinois. They've canceled their 4th of July parade, but they've got their Juneteenth celebration and their LGBTQ plus XYZ events still ongoing. So, there you go.
We wouldn't want to offend anybody now, would we?
Apparently, that's Evanston, Illinois is a suburb of Chicago. I've never been there, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, have you noticed that they're really pushing this new variant, the Delta variant of COVID? They're really, sounding the alarms and stoking up the fear.
Well, because, everybody's gotten too relaxed. We've gotten rid of our mask mandates and people are trying to get back to normal, live their lives. We can't have that now, can we? So now we have to have a variant to freak everybody else out now.
Yeah, here locally, one of the local health care institutions,
i.e. the one I work for,
has come out and said that, they've got a huge number of patients. Have they actually said that if it's the variant, though, the Delta? It's the Delta variant.
Well, they didn't say it's because of the Delta variant, but they said, but it's out there, and we highly encourage people to get vaccinated because... It's the Delta variant. The
deadly Delta variant.
Ooh.
You know, and big guy Biden came on with a press conference the other day.
Big guy Biden?
Yeah, big guy.
Why do you call him big guy Biden?
We went through that last week or a couple weeks ago. Big guy.
You did?
Yeah, he in Hunter Biden's laptop, in the emails.
Oh, he referred to Biden as a big guy?
Yeah, Biden was the big guy. He was going to get 10% of all the, money laundering.
I definitely wouldn't call him the big guy.
The big guy, yeah. So he in the emails, and Tony Bobulinski, who was one of the CEOs of the one of the Biden crime family operation.
He definitely sounds like a crime.
Came out
crime
and said
lord.
Said the big guy is Joe Biden.
Just based on his name,
he was getting 10% of all the 10% cut of all the deals.
Yeah, but as usual, nothing happened with that. So.
But anyway, big guy Biden came out. I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week with another big scare tactic talking about the Delta variant of the virus and how it attacks the young people. So the young people need to go out and get the vaccine.
Sure.
You go.
Yeah.
Trying to stoke up the fear.
You think people are
going to
be fearful though? You think people are going to fall for it, or you think people are just over it in generally?
Is this thing on? Yeah. What?
You think people are going to fall for it? They're going to fall back into their fearful ways?
There's a number of people that are falling for it. I mean, I was out all over the place today, and there's a few people with masks on. You know, I don't know if maybe... Let me scoot that back. I don't know if maybe... because the CDC says that people that are unvaccinated are supposed to wear masks. So I don't know if it's that, or if people are afraid again and are wearing masks because of that.
Maybe
I try to, when I'm looking at people wearing a mask, driving down the street or whatever, I'm looking at them like, are you just afraid? Are you one of the people that unvaccinated that the CDC says should be wearing a mask now?
I don't even think about them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just figure, whatever, it's your business.
Yeah,
if you
want to
wear one,
mask,
wear one.
It's
I don't
fine.
Care.
It didn't
I'm
bother
not going
me.
To, but
it's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm over it personally, and I feel like this is never ending. There's going to be a new variant here and there.
Yeah. So do you periodically? Think, yeah. So that was my next.
I think they're calling woof too many times, and I think people are over getting
it. Sick of it for sure. But don't you think that now that you know the Delta variant is out there, don't you think about every 6 months there's going to be a new variant?
Oh, probably. And
as a result of that, they're
especially gonna come, when it comes to the regular cold and flu season. There's going to be something.
Right. In September and October, mm-hmm. there's going to be a new variant, and they're going to say, okay, everybody, we need a booster shot. Because
A booster shot. Yeah, but the number of people getting the vaccine are actually decreasing, like, substantially.
Well, at this point, don't you think that everybody that's wanted it probably. Has gotten it, and now it's the people that are just like, I'm not getting that.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it.
And then
no matter how
be,
many beers they offer you or free whatever.
Right. And there's going to be a portion of the country that is, they're like teetering on the edge.
You might need to get a little closer there.
It wouldn't take much to push them over the edge so that they would want to get the vaccine. So, you know, that's when these variants come in because, you know, we gotta scare you.
Yeah.
Into yeah, this, getting the vaccine.
Yeah, the fear motivation is out there. They're trying to get the last few people. Actually, I think, what is it? I think 60% of the people have been, isn't it about 60% that mm-mm. have been fully vaccinated?
No, I don't think it's that high at all. I think it's less than 50. I think it's around 30 or 40% of people have been fully vaccinated.
I think it's 41%. I've got that right here
okay.
somewhere.
Well, it can't be more than half. I really don't think it's more than half of the population has been vaccinated, because I think we're pretty evenly divided as a country on the left and the right. So I don't know.
So you're saying only the left has gotten vaccinated at this point? I don't think that's true.
Not necessarily only the left. I just think that people that are more susceptible to believing this kind of stuff without stepping back and critically thinking about it, have gotten it.
You think most of the non-vaccinated people are right wing nut jobs?
No, I don't want to make a blanket statement like that, because there's going to be probably a mixture. There's a lot of different factors, I think, that people have to take in consideration before actually getting the vaccine. I mean, are you generally in good health? Do you have a family history yeah. of cancer? There's just a lot of different factors, I think, that would encourage people to get yeah. the vaccine.
Do you think there are more skeptical type people on the left or right?
Well, definitely. Well, it depends on what the topic is. It depends on what the topic is.
I don't know. I think that people on the right tend to be more skeptical about just about everything.
Well,
and just not accept what people are telling you.
Maybe, but then again, when we're trying to espouse a topic or a subject that goes against the left's beliefs or ideologies, then they're going to be skeptical of us. So I think it just depends on the topic.
Yeah, anything that's on Fox News or anything that's in the right wing or the conservative news, the left is basically just completely discounts and is skeptical of.
Well, to be
like
fair,
everything President Trump said, the left just completely laughed it off and said it was stupid.
Well, to be fair, everything Biden says now, I kind of laugh off and think it's stupid.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on the topic, and it depends on who is presenting that information.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a bumbling idiot saying something, you're going to question it over and over.
That's why the challenge to get people to even listen to what you have to say without automatically discounting you is, that's why that kind of goes back to my argument about why I don't think Trump is a good person to run in 2024, because people don't listen to him. They already just, they look at him, orange man, bad. He's rude. He's, you know, whatever. We need someone like Ronald Reagan to get in there who can eloquently speak and not automatically put people on the defensive so they just shut down and don't listen to you.
But don't you remember back when President Reagan was president the same. It was exactly the same thing. Everything he said, yes, they laughed
but,
about.
Well, but people are more likely to listen to Ronald Reagan than they are Trump.
No,
Kevin.
No, it's the same. It's
Trump
be,
is too abrasive. He turns just, people off.
It's just the exact same thing. Any Republican that's up there, the news media is just going to make fun of them and discount everything they say.
Yeah, but
say
I don't care about the news media. But well, I think the people will be more apt to listen to someone who isn't quite as off-putting as Trump is.
Yeah.
Trump is off-putting. That does not mean I dislike the guy. It does not mean that I appreciate all that he did while he was our president. He did some phenomenal things. And unfortunately, the big guy, Biden, came in there and undid all that good. That's very unfortunate. But I'm saying if we have a ghost of a chance of winning this next election, we need someone in there who doesn't, is just less off-putting to people. I mean, there were times I would listen to him as a Trump supporter. I'm even listening to him going, would you please just shut up?
He was a little bit over the top. And some of
he was over the top.
Some of his tweets, it's like, I would just wish he would just not tweet, you know?
Even though I admired his courage.
Yeah.
For even saying what he said, because
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't even go down that road to begin with. It's just the way he said it. I'm a big proponent of language and speech, and it's just there's an art to it. Yeah. If you want people to listen to you, there's an art to communicating
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but I mean, the same thing has happened with DeSantis right now too. The left is just making fun of everything he's doing.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, like
because he's doing a lot of stuff that they don't like want him to do.
When he opened up the state of Florida, they were just
right
you know, all over that.
And it doesn't matter who is representing the right; they're going to be attacking him or her. There's no question.
Yeah.
But my point is that person has to be in a position where they can fight back.
Yeah.
Without being abrasive.
Yeah, and DeSantis doesn't say over-the-top things
DeSantis,
all the time.
I really feel like DeSantis does a great job of handling the media. Like whenever they're asking him questions or whatever, he's so good at just addressing them straight on without being a jackass, basically.
Yeah, and when it's a question that where it's obviously what they're trying to, it's like a gotcha question, he just shuts them down like immediately.
Because he's smart enough to see exactly what they're doing but and he's got the courage to not let them do it.
Don't you think he sort of kind of got that from President Trump?
Before
President
absolutely.
Trump, nobody would really stand up
absolutely,
to the news media.
Absolutely, yes. I think Trump gave a lot of people a shot of courage in the arm, for sure. I think they can see now that first of all, it's been, without a doubt, it is definitely biased. I think there's no question now. Most people realize that the media is very biased. So that has...
I don't think most people do.
Well, I think a lot of people do. But I think that Trump's courage has given a lot of people the courage to stand up like this Marjorie Greene Taylor or whatever her name is.
Yep.
I mean, she does a good job of standing up and speaking her mind. And of course, Rand Paul is always great at that. He was great at that even before Trump was president. But in the era of Rand Paul, I mean, I feel like there were very few people that would stand up and actually fight the fight. Whereas after Trump, there are more people that will stand up and fight the fight, probably because of what Trump did, because of Trump's courage.
Yeah, President Trump, he just had a birthday the other day. I think it was the 14th. And
he's
78.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's going to be, 81 in 2024.
Sorry, but he's too old. I don't think anybody over the age of 75 should run for president.
You're ageist.
In this particular case, yes, I am. Because older people they don't have the cognitive wherewithal to handle a high-stress situation like that.
I think it depends on the person. I think that there's 90-year-old people that would be fine.
Yeah, but are you willing to spin that Russian roulette wheel? Though, in Biden's case, I mean, of course, we could see even before he was elected president that his cognitive decline was happening. But who's to say that, you know, Trump doesn't get in office and then a year later it's like, I think the man has dementia. And then what are you going to do? You're stuck with him for 3 more years or whatever happens. So I just think you're more apt to have problems with an older individual in that office than you would with a younger man or woman. So I think there should be age limits. I think there should be like a minimum and a maximum age. Like maybe what would you say the minimum is? 40?
Well, there is a minimum in the Constitution. I think it's 35.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, so 35.
Yeah.
And then a maximum of 70 or 75. That, I mean, think about that. That's like a 40-year span. Yeah. We can't find someone in that 40-year span to be president of the United States.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay, what was on number two on your list?
Well, I took it off because it's no longer there.
Oh, I see.
It was something about bioterrorism for the vaccine, but that link I linked to is no longer there, which suspicious.
Okay, how did we get off on that tangent? This is our 50th podcast.
Wow.
This is our 50th. So happy.
I never thought. And we almost quit. Did we almost you started filming it or after?
Yeah, actually we did. We did stop for a while.
Because you didn't want to do it. And I had to kind of talk you back into it.
Yeah, for me, this is sort of like pulling teeth. I don't talk, basically, that much.
I bet you couldn't tell. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
But this is our 50th. We went, I don't know how many episodes we had. It was just a straight audio podcast. Yeah. And you can go to basically anywhere that there's audio podcasts.
Yeah, you can find those earlier episodes.
You can't get away from
I'm sure they're a lot less polished than it is now, which we are so polished now. So
yeah, this is very, very professional.
It's a very professional podcast.
And then after the election in November, we started doing video podcasts.
Yeah.
We started videoing our podcast.
Whose idea was it, by the way, to do video?
I think it was your idea.
I don't remember, honestly. All I remember is I had to talk you into doing it again because you were like, nope, don't want to do it. Nope, don't want to do it. And I don't even know. I think it might have been the election that prompted you to get back into it. I don't remember, but.
Yeah, and why are we doing this?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think we talked about it, and it's like when we would talk to friends and people and family members and friends about things, it's like they hadn't even heard of things.
Yeah.
You know, certain things that we had heard about. And
well, and in a lot of ways, I feel like I mean, all ages can probably say this at some point in their life, but I feel like we're living through an historic times right now with all the crazy lockdowns and COVID and pandemic.
Do you think it's really that historic, or is just that we're paying attention more?
Probably. I think it's a little both.
Probably a little bit both.
I mean, do you ever remember a time where the whole country locked down? Have we ever had a period of time that we did that?
No.
See, that's pretty historic.
I guess in the 1918 flu epidemic, were there lockdowns? I think there might have been. I think there might have been, and there was definitely masks, and there was definitely controversies.
There were masks back in 1918?
Yeah, and there were definitely controversies. Huh. About wearing masks. Yeah, actually there was a study done about the 1918 flu epidemic, whether it was the flu that killed people or if it was the bacteria from the masks that actually killed people.
Okay, interesting you should say that, because I have linked to an article here. A group of parents sent their kids' face masks to a lab for analysis. Here's what they found. Let's see. We've been told for well over a year that widespread forced public masking should be implemented because even if only moderately to slightly to negligibly effective at curbing the spread of COVID-19, there are zero drawbacks. What's the harm? They ask. It's only a minor inconvenience. They bleat. They bleat.
Bleat?
Like, bah, bleat. If it saves one life, it's worth it. They implore. Meanwhile, we on Team Reality have not only continued to point to real-world data that shows masking to be entirely ineffective, we've also maintained that forced public masking, especially long-term, has negative societal and even health ramifications that the powers that be are all too happy to ignore in subservience to their newfound face mask god. It only stands to reason that one of those health ramifications would be the fact that millions of people, particularly children, have been forced to wear and carry around pieces of cloth they continually breathe through for hours on end. What lurking pathogens might be found on these disgusting contraptions being incessantly handled, stuck in pockets, and mindlessly tossed on books, tables, and desks? Well, one group of Florida parents sent a batch of masks worn by their children to a lab to find out. And yeah, you'll probably need to make sure you aren't eating dinner anytime soon before you digest these results. So the analysis detected the following 11 alarmingly dangerous pathogens on the masks. Pneumonia, tuberculosis.
Pneumonia is a pathogen? I thought pneumonia was a condition.
I think it's a pathogen. It lists yeah, it's a specific type of pneumonia, yes, which I can't pronounce. So
yeah, okay, I see.
Tuberculosis, meningitis, sepsis, keratitis. I'm not sure what that is, but itis is some kind of inflammation. Pneumonia, bloodstream infections, meningitis, UTIs, resistant to antibiotics, food poisoning, Lyme disease,
E. coli. That is bad.
Yeah. Severe infections and high morbidity rates. Some other kind of disease. I'm not sure. Legionnaires. Legionnaires disease. And what's this one here? Diphtheria. Which sounds bad. I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad. Anyway, so all of those.
That's a list of bad things right there.
Yeah, those were some E. coli. Bad things.
E. coli is what killed people in the Jack in the Box, not pandemic, but whatever it was, Jack in the Box. It was somewhere in the Northwest. A bunch of Jack in the Box had bad
E. coli bacteria.
E. coli bacteria on their meat,
and it
killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's bad.
So half the masks were contaminated with one or more strains of pneumonia-causing bacteria. Now, interesting that we read that, because we had a note come out from the hospital just recently that I work at. Beware, young people are being admitted to the hospital for pneumonia-like symptoms.
It's these ridiculous masks.
Could there be a correlation, you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. One third were contaminated with one or more strains of meningitis causing bacteria. One third were contaminated with dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacterial pathogens. In addition, less dangerous pathogens were identified, including pathogens that can cause fever, ulcers, acne, yeast infection, strep throat, periodontal disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and more. And that could be pretty deadly, too, the Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The face masks studied were new or freshly laundered before wearing and had been worn for 5 to 8 hours, most during in-person schooling by children aged 6 through 11. One was worn by an adult. A t-shirt worn by one of the children at school and unworn masks were tested as controls. No pathogens were found on the controls. Proteins found on the t-shirt, for example, are not pathogenic to humans and are commonly found in hair, skin, and soil.
Why is this just now coming out?
Right?
You know, Dr. Fauci, of course, he flip-flopped on the masks back and forth like crazy, but he was advocating wearing masks, two masks, three masks, I think, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been in his position for 40 years or over 40 years. Why wouldn't they already know this sort of thing about masks?
Oh, I think they do. They're just not talking about it.
Or was that like an evil plan to get people to wear masks so they could get the numbers up?
Sure. Masks provide a warm, moist environment for bacteria to grow. These local parents contracted with the lab because they were concerned about the potential contaminants on masks that their children were forced to wear all day at school, taking them on and off, setting them on various surfaces, wearing them in the bathroom, etc. This prompted them to send the masks to the University of Florida for analysis. So, I mean, and that just makes... It's just common sense, because it's not natural to wear a face diaper on your face all day long, and you're breathing your own carbon dioxide and it's moist all day long, and you're just rebreathing this crap and whatever gets caught in the mask. I mean, it's just common sense. It's just common sense. How could you not be getting sick from whatever is on your mask?
Common sense. It's pretty much gone out the window, isn't it? I mean,
but I read this.
You can't have common sense. You just have to listen to what the accepted scientists are saying.
I mean, you say that sarcastically, but I think most people don't have common sense. I really, truly believe that. I think it's sad and unfortunate, but I truly believe that's the truth.
Yep.
And I read this article shortly after that announcement came out of the hospital, you know, because again, they're trying to scare you into getting the vaccine. I think we're currently still at little less than 60% vaccinated at the hospital for employees. And again, you know, they put this out once in a while because, again, they're trying to scare people into getting the vaccine. What? You look worried. Why do you look so worried?
Should you talk about that? I don't think you should talk about that.
I don't care.
Internal.
That's not internal. It's public. They talk about this stuff.
Not. That's like an internal
thing. No, it's not. It's fine. Anyway, so after that came out and I read this article, I was like, well, because I even said to you, they're probably in the hospital because they have pneumonia.
We may have to edit this out.
Oh, my Lord. Kevin, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so, and that is public knowledge, by the way. Because our infectious disease doctor even came out and made an announcement to the public.
Really?
Yes. That he was concerned because he was seeing younger people being admitted to the hospital with COVID-like symptoms.
Well, yeah, that, but not the internal numbers of the
Said that before.
Yeah, but that's like internal numbers of the hospital. You shouldn't be talking about that.
Well, that's not any different than the Houston hospital saying they have almost 100% of their employees vaccinated.
Yeah, but that's not publicly available information, is it?
Yes, it is. Well, if you're just going to name them, I wouldn't name them.
I mean, yeah, but...
You might want to cut that part out. Oh, Lord. Anyway, my point is, I called it. I knew immediately that it was, like, it had to have something to do with the masks. It just had to have, because it's not normal to wear a mask all day, every day, for a year.
Okay.
Not get any fresh air.
Aren't there a certain number of people at the hospital that would be wearing masks all day long anyway, even if there wasn't?
No. Now you have your surgical staff that wears masks.
Yeah, like people in the emergency room, wouldn't they be?
No.
And like,
unless you were being diagnosed with an infectious disease, then yes, you would suit up in your PPE and you would do that before entering the room. And you've got your surgical staff that wear masks for hours at a time, but they're in an sterile environment. So no, it's not natural for people to wear face diapers all day long, everywhere they go.
I wonder if, like, you know, it seems like the dentist worker, the dental hygienist people would be always wearing masks.
Well, they are, but they're not wearing them all day long, every day. I mean, they're wearing them for however long the procedure is, and they leave the room and take their mask off.
Yeah.
They only wear them long enough because you got your mouth open. And your mouth, by the way, is like the perfect environment for all these germs. That's one reason why they wear surgical masks, not just to protect the patient, but protect them as well from whatever the patient may have. Like, you know, some of the procedures my doctor does, he has to go in through the cheek. And that's like one of the most dirty, unsterile environments you can possibly encounter. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, you want to wear goggles and masks on because you could potentially release some bacteria or whatever that person might have. Do you see what he's doing right now? He's not interested in what I'm saying.
No, I'm listening to I'm listening to that. I'm just
he's already checked out, I think.
I am just thinking about that. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. It was an interesting coincidence that came out. That was publicized at the hospital, and then I read that article.
Why does the news media ever ask any of these questions?
Isn't that the whole point of journalism?
They sit there and it's like, just writing it down, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whatever happened to asking questions?
They just were.
Or maybe they did ask a question. I just didn't hear about it.
I don't know.
But they had the big emergency CDC meeting that was scheduled. It's an emergency to look into the some of the side effects, potential side effects of the jab.
Well, they were supposed to have it, but you know, Juneteenth.
Yeah, it got postponed. It's an emergency meeting, but we're postponing it. Juneteenth is much more important than this emergency meeting.
Yeah. Emergency meeting.
Yeah.
Which they're supposed to be looking into these unusual deaths of these young people that are getting the vaccine. So
yeah. Unusual.
Which, I mean, to me that...
Unclassified.
Well, I don't know if unusual. Well, I guess unusual could be...
Unknown. Deaths for unknown causes is what I think they're classified as, actually.
Yeah. But apparently there's not any urgency in that emergency status. Yeah,
it's an emergency, but, you know, we'll...
You know, kids
we'll
are dying, but no big deal.
Yeah, we'll just have the meeting. So, let's just do it next week. It'd be like calling 911 and saying, you know, someone's breaking into my house. It's an emergency. And they'd say, well, we'll send the police over there. How about next week sometime? Well, wait a minute. No, that's a holiday. We'll send the police over there sometime in the next couple
of
weeks.
More likely, they'll say, well, we don't have any police to send you, so you're on your own.
Yeah.
You've already defunded everybody.
Or like there's been a bad accident out here. Can you send an ambulance? It's like, well, it's an emergency, but, you know, we'll get you an ambulance over there maybe in the next week
or
something.
Wasn't there something just recently about the Portland riot police? They all walked off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they walked out, which, I mean, do you blame them? I don't blame them. This is... You think it's bad now, people. If we lose the police, I mean, this is one reason why Smith & Wesson has first billion-dollar sales year ever. So Smith & Wesson has exploded this past year because of all the defund police crap and all the peaceful protests that have been going on, and people are buying guns to protect themselves. I think that's pretty telling.
Yeah, should we get some more guns?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably take a concealed carry.
A gun safety course or whatever. I'd like to learn how to shoot.
Yeah.
I've
shot guns before, like when I was young, but I haven't really
I have never shot a gun. Much. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to learning.
Yeah, you probably should learn how to do that.
Probably.
Speaking of that, the McCloskeys in St. Louis, they pled guilty. Did you hear about that?
I did.
This is the couple that defended their house. It was in St. Louis, and some of these BLM Antifa wackos were coming through their neighborhood, and the McCloskeys were...
Actually coming onto their property. Yeah. They broke down the gate.
And started pouring onto
their front lawn.
Well, it's a gated... community, so they broke down the gate and were coming through the...
Well, I thought they poured. I thought they went onto their lawn, or were they still on the sidewalk?
I think they were like on the sidewalk, and they were headed toward, I think, was it the mayor or somebody's house, but they were coming close to their property, and the McCloskeys were standing there with their, you know, their guns.
Which,
and one of them wasn't even...
To be honest, they looked ridiculous.
Yeah, one of them wasn't even operational, and they still... That was the lady, and they still put her up for charges.
I feel like she got the stricter sentence too, which I don't know why.
But they pled guilty, and I really haven't looked into that much. Have you?
Not really, but I heard that there was a lot of, not a lot, but there was some commentary about how they shouldn't have pled guilty. But to me, this sounds like it was probably the lesser of whatever evils they were given, like whatever options they were given.
Yeah, something funny, though, at Christmas time, they were handing out Christmas cards with the picture of them holding the guns in front of their house.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Signed Christmas card with...
I mean we make fun of the, you know, don't let a good crisis go to waste, but clearly... They didn't want to either. Awesome. So
he's actually running for Senate.
He's actually running, yeah. Which I don't think he's got a chance personally, but I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows?
I think I like Josh Hawley. I think he should stay in. Do you like him? I think he's
been doing a pretty good job. Well, it's not his seat, is it? It's somebody else.
Oh, is it? I don't know. You know, Claire McCaskill is like a. I think it's MSNBC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an embarrassment.
We have
a few embarrassments in Missouri.
Yeah, we do, unfortunately. I wish Parsons would step up and do something more like DeSantis, but I don't think he's going to.
Yeah. He's been okay. I mean, the one thing that he did when he first became governor is went around the state trying to get the gas tax increased. It's like, that's not really
who
the
did Holly did?
No.
Oh, Parsons.
Parsons. Yeah. Went around the state trying to get the gas tax increase. That's not really what Republicans
well,
do. You know,
I don't
we're supposed
to
be against
a true
taxes.
Republican, but yeah. Whatever.
He's been okay.
He's been fine. I mean, in comparison to some of the Democrat governors, he's been fine. Yeah. He's been good, but he could have done better. But whatever. It's water under the bridge now. But speaking of, what do you think about Juneteenth?
What is Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth is now a national holiday celebrating the emancipation of slaves, which is good.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know that anybody is against that.
I think we should be celebrating the emancipation of slaves.
We should be, yes. Yes.
That was a pretty dark
And I think it's also a good reminder of what happened in the past so we don't repeat it in the future.
How the thing went down as a federal holiday was a little bit curious. You know, they just like, we voted on it. It's like, tomorrow we're going to have a federal holiday.
Yeah, considering.
So a bunch of federal employees got off work, apparently.
Considering most people have never even heard of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And now it's a federal holiday.
Yeah.
But there are some that are saying that this is just another tool to further divide people. Because now you're going to have this narrative pop up every summer of, you know, how blacks are oppressed and whites are, you know, colonists.
They are definitely twisting things around and, you know, making it into something it's really not.
Right.
It's supposed to be a celebration of the freedom of,
right.
you know, the slaves being freed and emancipated. Right. But they're turning it into something saying, well, it's focusing on the white supremacy
right
aspect.
But June 19th is actually the date in Galveston, Texas that mm-hmm. the slaves were freed, which I mean it's good. I mean that it's on the surface it's good. Absolutely, we should celebrate that and remember that and not make that same mistake.
But it shouldn't be turned around and being used for
as with everything right now, it's being yeah. politicized and so that's unfortunate.
Do we really need another federal holiday?
I think that's only the 12th. I think that's only the 12th federal.
Only the 12th
holiday.
So you're not going to get your mail on, you know.
Well, it's like, just one day.
It's like every 2 weeks, it seems like there's a federal holiday, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have June 19th, and now 2 weeks later, I guess 3 weeks later,
July 4th. I'm predicting that President's Day goes away.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe not President's Day, but Columbus yeah. Day for sure. I think Columbus Day is going to be yeah. going to go away because I mean he's been so demonized.
What's this? Households can earn $25 per hour not working.
I think this is welfare. Yeah, it's welfare. The study published by the Fiscally Conservative Committee to Unleash Prosperity found that unemployed households can earn a total of $25 per hour on welfare in 21 states. The many frustrated employers across the nation who are shorthanded because of the federal government's continuing payments to people who lost their jobs during the COVID pandemic will not be surprised by this study. The Foundation for Economic Freedom, which spotlighted the study, said it sheds light on the causes of our current economic purgatory. There are 9.3 million unfilled job openings at the moment, while millions of Americans remain on unemployment benefits and millions more opt out of the labor force entirely. Wow.
Yeah, you know, there's still actually it's been an increase of restaurants that are not having their dining rooms open mm-hmm. that we've noticed.
Definitely. And it could be a number of reasons. It could be the deviant variant and, you know, they're trying to be cautious again, or more likely they don't have the staff.
Yeah.
To open the dining rooms.
We went to go out to dinner last night and the restaurant that we were going to, we walked up to the door and there's a sign on the door that said, we're temporarily closed until further notice. And it just
said,
everyone's well-being is our top priority. Out of caution, we've temporarily closed our doors. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Until then, find an open location at blah, blah, blah.
And I said, I'll bet you anything, one of the employees came down with COVID and they all freaked out and they've closed the facility. Where a friend of mine at work, she knows someone that works there and she confirmed that's exactly what happened. So, you know, it's a bunch of young kids. And again, that goes back to what he was saying and what we've been observing is that a lot of kids, young kids, seem to be continuing to wear masks. And I don't know if they think fear. It's cool or if it's fear.
I think it's fear. It's fear driven, don't you
know.
Think?
I really don't know. But again,
I think these poor kids are just scared to
if
death.
You want to wear a mask, be my
it's
guest.
It's fine. Yeah,
but
it's great.
It's sad that you are living in a perpetual state of fear.
Don't live your life in fear of something that's
for sure.
That's really, for your age group, is really not
right.
That deadly. So we kind of got back on the tangent there again, didn't we? Sorry about that.
A tangent of what?
Of talking about the virus again.
Oh, well, it's just never far from our minds because it's just.
Yeah, so I guess the question was these dining rooms that are closing.
Yeah.
And it's either because of they can't get the workers, and now they got the new Delta variant of the virus that is a concern. We saw at Walmart yesterday, we saw these on the shelf, these COVID tests.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I think it was like $20 for two.
Was it 20?
I think it was $5. Wasn't it $5 or $6?
I didn't look at the price.
I don't remember, honestly. But
we should get one of those and just take it for fun.
I don't want to care. I mean,
and then you could say,
well, then what happens if you take one? Do you have to report?
When the fake result comes through, then you can say, I've already had it, so I don't need the vaccine.
Actually, I would like to take an antibody test to see if I've had it. I am kind of curious about that.
That would.
Because, not that I think it would help me in my case with the hospital, but whatever.
Yeah, you're doomed.
I am curious.
You're doomed.
I'm kind of, I think we're going to, My time is ticking, I think. Here's one. Again, Canada. I don't know what's going on with you guys in Canada, but Canada's top doctor, consider using a mask during sexual activity. What?
That
is wrong with people?
That's insanity.
What is wrong with people?
That's insanity. It's kind of like whenever Kamala Harris kissed her husband goodbye before the Guatemala trip, they had
their masks on.
It's like a kiss with your spouse with a mask on. It's like that is pretty much, isn't that like the definition of insanity?
I think it is, honestly. I don't know. Whatever. But it does kind of go back to what I was saying about the mouth being like the most nasty place on your body and having all of the germs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
how'd you like to be a dentist or a dental hygienist and do that every day?
I'm pretty sure I feel like this is Groundhog Day. We just talked about that.
I never listened to you.
That's okay. I don't listen to you either. We're actually having two separate podcasts here. And then we just kind of join them together. We kind of thread them together. hey, did you hear about Biden dumping illegal alien youth across nation without notice?
I have seen various news reports where they've got these secret midnight overnight flights and they land, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
With little or no notice to local officials, the Biden administration is placing in towns across the nation young illegal aliens who are part of the massive surge in border crossings. The administration's only giving lip service to our border crisis, he said. They think that simply asking migrants not to illegally enter our country is sufficient when clearly it's not, and the continued crippling influx at the border proves it's not. So are they just like, it's like observing clown cars drive up to one of these designated drop-off points and unload. You had the coyotes, members of the cartel in front, and behind them were illegals, many of which, perhaps most of which, were children, and it was brazen. Man, this is sad. They're treating these human beings like commodities, just like cattle. Just, that is sad. That is so. So let me get this straight. So instead of addressing the problem at the border, we're going to pretend it's not happening, and we're going to just unload like hundreds of kids to God knows where. That's a much better solution. I don't know what you think, but that seems to be a much better solution to me than to just continue building the wall and having a controlled border crossing.
Yeah.
Man, we live in some insane times.
Yeah, you
don't
know, Texas is trying to build the wall themselves, and they're getting pushback from the federal government on that.
And didn't you say that they tried that one other time and they lost?
Well, this was a few years ago. Arizona was trying to enforce the immigration laws. And that actually, I think it went to either the Supreme Court or one of the high courts. And they said, you can't do that because it's a federal law. The state can't
but it's,
enforce a federal law.
Hmm.
But I mean, this is your state and this is your border.
Yeah.
Why can't you keep people from coming in across your border? And
I thought the federal government didn't have control over states' rights or whatever, right?
They don't. That's right. And one issue is all this land for the border wall has been given over from the states to the federal government. So they're trying to get it back. The states are trying to get it back so they can build the wall themselves.
So how did the federal government get it to begin with?
They required the states to give the land.
Why? For what purpose?
To build the wall.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Hmm. Yeah, that's something that could kind of cut your nose off to spite your face in that particular
situation. Yeah, but I think just...
But they're not going to get the land back.
Just forget about that land. Just build it like next to that land, you know? If the state wants to protect its border, just build the wall there.
Kind of like how the gutter belongs to the city, but the rest of our land belongs to us.
Just build the wall right next to that land.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. And then speaking of Biden and his crazy decisions, Obama's White House doctor demands Biden take cognitive tests to prove mental fitness.
That's Obama's White House doctor?
Yeah, apparently. President Joe Biden's mental capacities have been the subject of many questions over the past couple of years. Throughout Biden's 2020 presidential campaign, his first 5 months as president, his gaffes have been frequent and very visible. It's now reached the point that a former White House physician is publicly signaling his concern about Biden's mental health. Republican Representative Ronny Jackson of Texas, who served as White House physician for former presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump, sent Biden a letter on Thursday calling on him to take a cognitive test. You know, they asked the same of Trump, and Trump passed.
So he did take the cognitive test?
I heard somewhere that he did take the cognitive test, and he passed.
Yeah, all this stuff that over there in the G7 meeting in Switzerland, you know, it's just one gaffe after another. It's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, he was an absolute embarrassment too. But you know, according to to MSM, the mainstream media, he was like, oh, he was wonderful. He did such a good job. And Putin was just shuddering in his shoes.
Did you watch
the same thing I watched?
I know, they're still publishing like pictures of him like with looking like, you know, Jesus, you know.
With the stupid ring around the head.
The halo around his head, things like that. It's like,
right in front of the presidential seal to make it look like there's a halo around his head.
Don't you think that they're like a cult?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like they will not say anything bad about the big guy.
Jackson got 13 other GOP lawmakers to sign the letter by the time he sent it. In addition to Biden, he addressed a letter to current physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor and chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. Well, that's not going to go anywhere. Trump's mental capacities were repeatedly called into question during his presidency, despite the fact that he was visibly sharper than Biden. He eventually took a cognitive test while Jackson was his physician. So he probably just took it to shut him up, basically.
Yeah, and you know, the big guy had a press conference over there, and he you know, gets up there mumbling around and says, well, they've given me these five questions, and they've selected the five reporters that I can ask these to, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, President Trump would just go, like, for hours and just wear these he would wear the news media out answering questions. I mean, for hours.
He did. And don't you remember when the pandemic first started? That's exactly what he did. He would spend hours answering the same stupid, asinine questions from the media for hours.
And yet he was considered to be.
He was less transparent than the Biden administration when they can't even answer a simple question.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable the contrast between the two administrations.
Yep. Okay, we're getting up there on time.
Let's see. Well, that's about I think that's about all I had on my list. Do you have anything on your list you want to talk about?
No. I think we did it.
Okay. So tell me about your week.
Oh, it was great.
How'd the trailer come along?
It's coming along fine.
So what's the newest?
Oh, you know, it's project. Slow. It's pretty slow going. I am installing the air conditioner. I got the air conditioner in, and it was damaged. So I contacted the vendor, and they're going to give me a big discount, which is great. So I've got all the tools and everything I need to install it. Tomorrow's Father's Day, so I'm probably not going to do it tomorrow, but I'm going to actually...
Oh, no. I expect you to work on Father's
Day.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, okay. Get busy, sir.
So it's probably going to be Monday before I actually hook up the refrigerant lines and see if it works. But, I mean, it had pretty good reviews, so I'm expecting it to be good.
But you haven't actually turned it on yet and tested it, right?
No.
Ooh,
no,
that makes me a little nervous.
You can't turn it on until the refrigerant lines are hooked up.
I guess
I had to get a vacuum pump and all this. This is my first time doing HVAC work like this, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, there's a bunch of YouTube videos out there, so anything that's on YouTube you can do yourself, can't you?
Well, I mean, hey, that's true. I mean, think about the old days when you had to go to the library and look this stuff up.
Yeah, I know. So I got that. Let's see. My dad came over and built the mount for the HVAC unit itself.
That sits
on the tongue of the trailer. I'll put a picture in the...
Yeah, and he did a good job. I mean, it fits perfectly, and that'll be nice and secure when we drive. I think you should build a box to go over it, though, that way if with rocks and stuff hit it.
Yeah, my dad actually came over a couple of weeks ago and built a step, which was... It was like... When he was building, it's like, what? I don't really understand what he's doing here, but he made this step that when you're not using it, it folds up and fits right into the step inside the trailer. So it was like a really great design.
Because you step up into the trailer, and there's a little step that goes right into the trailer. So he built it to sit right in that little groove there.
It's really just fantastic.
It was pretty ingenious, actually. Yeah, that's pretty cool to have for sure. And we've been shopping for floor. I think we've made a decision on the floor. So we'll get that. And did you measure to see how much you're going to need?
Yeah, I got that.
So you think it's going to be two or three boxes of flooring?
It's going to be one less than what I was thinking.
So you were thinking three. So two boxes.
I think I was thinking five, but it's going to be four.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that is one thing. Usually Karen and I agree on most everything except colors of things. We do not agree.
We don't agree really on any house decor stuff. You and I mean, I know what you like and you know what I like, but that doesn't necessarily mean we like it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, he'll bring a picture home and he'll show it to me and he knows I'm not going to like it and I don't like it. Or he'll bring me a picture and he'll say, I know you're going to like this and I like it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't necessarily like it.
Yeah.
So we have to do a lot of compromising when it comes to home decor stuff. So what would you say your style is?
Junk.
it's definitely eclectic. Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of stuff because of treasure hunting. I have a booth at the antique flea market thing.
I would say there for a long time, you and I were minimalists. We had no pictures on the walls.
Yeah.
We had very little knickknacks.
I mean, the first 5 years we lived in this house, we didn't even have anything in our living room.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Well, we had your
couch. We definitely didn't have anything in here.
We had the couch.
In the dining room.
But we didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
And we didn't have anything in here. Mm-mm. In the dining room.
Mm-mm. Yeah, for sure. And it wasn't so much that we couldn't agree on anything. We just didn't want to pay the money to buy the stuff because it was so expensive.
And then we had almost nothing on the walls anywhere. Yeah.
And again, it's because we didn't want to pay $300 for a picture.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, I guess we'll just won't put anything on there. And then you discovered thrifting.
Yeah.
And now we have crap everywhere. No. We really do. I know you call it your inventory, and he likes to, you know, circulate that inventory. But I wish you would circulate a little more faster. Because you have how many booths?
Essentially three.
I mean,
but you know,
you make a lot of money by doing this.
Well, it's not a lot, but
you make decent money.
Come out ahead,
sure.
So,
and you have fun doing it, you're really repurposing some of this stuff for somebody else that doesn't have the time or the inclination to get out there and look. Like me, for instance, I had the time. I just don't have the inclination because I'm too impatient with that stuff. But anyway, and we found our fridge that we're going to get. It's going to be a half fridge. It's so cute. It's a cute fridge.
Not the exact one. We found one we liked. Well, but I think we're going to get it at a different place.
Yeah, because I have a gift card to Lowe's. We're going to use that to get $100 off. So, woohoo. And then let's see what else. So really, you have the air conditioning, the floor. Put the fridge in there. We had to find something to sit on, which we are going back and forth on that. I don't know what we're going to end up on that. And you have to put the toilet in and the windows.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's about four major things left to do. You know, wrap up the air conditioner, put in the floor, put in the bathroom, and then the windows.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you could use it now. Right? But.
Yeah. I think assuming the air conditioner is going to work, I think we could use it immediately.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to have a bathroom.
No, absolutely not.
The campground has bathrooms.
Right.
The floor, you know, doesn't have that.
Right.
Windows, we got one window in there, so.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, I feel like without windows, though, it's like camping in a cave. I don't really like that part very much. But, anyway, we're getting there. And by we, I mean him, because I'm useless. I haven't done anything because I'm just in his way over there. So. And then I try to offer my suggestions on things, and you don't like it. So,
no, I do. Oh,
no, he doesn't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. That's okay, though. That's fine. We compromise. Which really just means I give in. But okay, let's go. Let's get to some questions.
Questions.
How are we doing on time?
We're way up there on time.
Oh, we are not. Let's see. Pull it up and let me see.
We are way over time.
Just a few questions.
But there's going to be some editing that has to be done there. So.
He's got to censor me. Whatever. Kevin. Okay.
We haven't really talked about censorship too much in a few weeks. Next week we'll talk about censorship some more.
Yeah, that's pretty rampant and bad right now.
Yep.
Okay, let's ask a few questions. So do you possess any of the qualities of your astrological sign?
I don't. Pay attention to that. I don't know.
We are not into astronomy, or we're not into
astrology,
but we are both Scorpios, which is good because
whatever that means.
Well, so I'm looking up some personality traits of Scorpios. Positive Scorpio traits: determined. Would you say you're determined?
I don't care about this stuff. Yes.
Don't
you think these things are just like, also general?
No. Of course they are.
Anybody will say, oh, yes, I'm very determined.
Of course I do. But I think these are like some interesting traits to talk about, though.
The horoscope every day.
Oh, I know.
Don't you think they're just so general that anybody could say, oh, yes, that's exactly.
Yes, I know some people take them seriously, but we are not those people.
Yeah.
We don't take it seriously. It's just a lot of, you know, just kind of entertaining to read it once in a blue moon. But I wanted to talk about these traits because I think they're interesting to talk about. So would you say you're determined?
Yes.
A determined person?
Yes.
Yes. Would you say you're brave? I have moments, brave. But I don't know that I would really say I'm brave overall.
I don't know if I'm brave or just really kind of stupid sometimes.
I think I'm outspoken, but I don't know that I'm brave. But I don't know. Does it take bravery to be outspoken?
I think I'm brave, but sometimes borderline.
It depends on the situation, I guess. Yeah,
because there's things that I have done in my past that's like, I can't believe I did that. I would never do that.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean as far as being brave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But again, I guess it depends on the moment. It depends on the circumstance. Yeah. Like if one of my family was in danger or whatever, then I wouldn't even think twice about it. I would do whatever it takes to get them out of danger. So I guess that's bravery.
Yeah.
Are you honest?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. I am definitely honest. Are you ambitious?
Yes.
Scorpios are known to be fierce. They are single-minded in achieving their goals. I feel like that's you for sure.
Yeah. I am a lot less goal-oriented than I used to be. I mean, I used to have like a list of goals every year that I would update throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, I would review it and see where I failed. And it's like, I'm not like that anymore.
Yeah, but you're better at it than I am.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, he disagreed.
No, I mean, no, you have you have your new journal thing that you have goals.
I love it, actually. It's fun. It's fun to do that. It's bullet journaling. It's a lot of fun. Okay, some negative traits. Jealous. Would you say you're a jealous person?
I'm not really jealous.
I can be, for sure. Well,
I guess, jealous. No.
Okay, jealous as in not just relational.
I was thinking of envious, but jealous would be like, say, if somebody came after you or something, would I be jealous? I guess in that case I would be.
They are quick to be jealous since they think their determination and intelligence entitle them to get what they want. They have a hard time not comparing other people's achievements with their own and think everything is a competition. Oh, no. For sure, no. For me.
I used to be pretty much like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wanted to be the best at everything, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I still, I'm very competitive, but that's not really jealousy.
That's not really necessarily a negative thing either.
Yeah. I don't think that's jealousy. I don't think they have the right definition of jealousy.
Hmm. Secretive? Now, what's the difference between that and being private? Because I feel like I'm a private person. Yeah. Believe it or not, I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't like.
I'm not really secretive.
Like, I don't hide things from you.
Yeah.
I guess, is that what they're talking about, being secretive?
I don't know. I definitely keep things.
But I feel like that's more private than secretive. Right?
I keep things in the lockbox if
you
it needs to be. If it doesn't need to get out, I just don't talk about it.
Oh, now I feel like you just issued a challenge. I'm going to unlock that box and find out what kind of secrets you have. You're not amused.
What's the next question?
Are you resentful?
No.
Do you hold a grudge?
I forgive people. You know, I'm very forgiving, but I don't forget about stuff.
For sure you don't. Yeah. And I feel like I'm the same. I can be a little vengeful, though. It's not a trait I'm proud of, but I can definitely be vengeful.
Yeah.
He's speaking from personal experience. Yeah, don't cross me. I will get even. And it's not a trait I'm proud of, but there you go. Are you resentful?
We just asked that.
Oh, are you controlling? Controlling and stubborn are the last two.
Controlling, kind of. I'm less controlling than I used to be.
That's true. You are.
I was a controller. Actually, that was my job. That's true. Controller. And I was controlling.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
Stubborn?
I just like things to be done my way.
Yeah.
Stubborn. I am very stubborn.
Yeah.
Stubborn to... It's a fault sometimes. I should not be so stubborn.
But I'm saying yes to me too. I'm definitely very,
but
very stubborn.
What's the difference between stubbornness and being persistent?
Good point. Good point. You're definitely persistent. You are definitely persistent.
But sometimes it's like you got to know where to call it and just give up.
Right. I'm persistent on some things, But yeah, I'm definitely controlling. No yeah. question about that. And I can definitely be very, very stubborn. So it's kind of amazing you and I get along so well, since we both have the same sort of traits, both negative and positive. But, you know, a lot of growing pains. We've been through a lot. Let's see. How do you think your generation is different from previous generations?
My generation from mm-hmm. previous generations. I don't think we're as tough. You know, previous generations, the previous generation of mine would be like the Vietnam War, you know, and stuff.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you're comparing our generation to previous generation.
Yeah, then the previous generation to that would be like the World War II and D-Day and all that stuff.
For sure. Yeah, they were made of tougher stuff back then.
I mean,
for
the generation now.
But they had to be. They had to be. They didn't have a choice, really.
Yeah.
Because given the situation, the climate, the environment.
Yeah.
But compared to later generations, we're definitely tougher.
We're screwed. Basically.
And we have a different work ethic. We talk about this all the time at work.
Yeah.
Because the younger kids that come in, they just want to show up and get paid. They don't really want to do anything.
Yeah.
Whereas our generation, it's like we, you know, give 150% and then some, just to have the satisfaction of doing a job well done. So, yeah, definitely different. Would you say better overall or just different?
Well, it's different. I'd say better to have a good work ethic. Don't you think that's better
for
than
sure.
not having a good work ethic?
And don't you think that we were better off without all the social media and the technologies and the phones and all that stuff?
I mean, the
I do.
I mean, technology is really a blessing.
It's kind of a curse in some ways, too.
It's also sort of a curse because nobody's everybody's looking at their phone all the time.
Yeah. And comparing each other to each other and, you know, So in some ways, I think it's a lot better. But anyway. Okay, that's all I've got.
That's it.
That's it. We better cut it off here. We're getting up there in time. Thanks once again for listening. We appreciate
you. Thanks for
you.
Watching.
Washing. Thanks for washing us.
For washing. Thanks for watching and listening.
And our 50th episode.
This is our 50th episode.
You're going to edit that out, right?
No, that's going to be the...
That's not going to be the thumbnail.
That's going to be the thumbnail.
No, it's not. Oh, Lord. All right. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Tomorrow's Father's Day. Happy not birthing person day. I guess you could be a birthing person if you're a father, according to the left anyway.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching and
all
listening.
Right. Thanks, guys. Bye.